FM 90.3 WJTL Landry Cantrell before you. Good morning to you at 7:53.
Today becoming mostly sunny and warm, high 71. Should be a cloudy overnight, low 53. Partly sunny tomorrow and warm. We are back in the low 70s, about 73 for the high tomorrow. And then mostly sunny and near 60 Saturday. Cloudy Sunday, about a 50% chance of rain, and highs expected on Sunday near 65. Right now it is currently 49.
Our very special guest, Justin Watkins, hanging out with us. Justin is the Pennsylvania Regional Rep for Hope International. Good morning again to you, Justin.
Good morning.
Great to have you here. Thanks for coming in. Tell us about Hope International.
Yeah, so Hope's mission is to invest in the dreams of families and underserved communities as we proclaim and live the gospel. And we do that by providing small loans to start businesses, provide a safe place to save for the future, and we do that all by providing biblically based business training and discipleship along the way.
And you're doing it to a lot of people in a lot of countries. Tell us about that.
16 countries and about 950,000 active clients.
Wow. Amazing how you've grown in 20 years.
It's just
great. Any great stories from the field about how God is using Hope International?
Yeah, I got the pleasure of visiting Rwanda this past summer with a group of donors and staff. And we got to celebrate with hundreds of clients because it was their 20-year celebration as well in Rwanda. And so literally about 1,200 clients were all gathered for this lunch. We did. There was lots of worship, awards, lots of dancing. And one of the things that was a lot of fun was we give an award each year to one client. It's called our Thurman Award. Just recognizes their perseverance, character, commitment to Christ. And Severa was our winner this year, and she was there at the celebration. And Severa's story is really neat, and you can see a full video of it on our website. But she was working hard but having a hard time as a family growing crops in their area, and joined one of our groups and took a loan out. And it's just been amazing to see how she's worked since then. So, you know, picture of poverty, you know, someone that would be maybe a case for charity, a handout, instead get a hand up and say, you've got dreams, you've got skills. What does it look like to empower you? And so she received a loan, which she said, for one thing, for a woman was really unique. Not many women get loans from banks in her community. And Hope's clients, 2/3 of our clients are actually women.
Yeah.
And so she started selling peanuts at a local market with her first loan. And from there, I mean, just continued to have this entrepreneurial spirit and using those skills. Today, and I wrote this down because it's hard to remember how much she's doing, she employs 50 people in her community.
Whoa.
Today.
Yeah.
She owns a supermarket, a hardware shop. She does some farming. She's got a painting business and a carpentry business that she's employing and making this impact. She has adopted 8 orphans in her community.
My goodness.
Built wells for the community. I mean, this is a woman who, again, like, not too long ago would have been a case for a handout.
Yeah.
But now she's empowering and helping other people to flourish in her community.
That's amazing.
So cool.
If folks want to hear more ways that God is impacting the world through Hope International, you have a big celebration breakfast coming up.
Yeah, we have our Investing in Dreams Lancaster breakfast November 17th. We have our deadline next week, so we'd love to have people sign up. It's local. It's here in Calvary Church on Landisville Road. It's a great time just to gather, free breakfast, hear updates from our president, Peter Greer, and our director of development, Chris Horst. Just celebrate what God is doing in the families like Severa and Alejandro and so many others. So,
if folks want to sign up, they could do that online.
Yeah. If you go to hopeinternational.org/PA breakfast.
And November 10th is the deadline,
did you say? Yeah.
Coming up November 17th, it's a breakfast at Calvary Church. It starts at 8, is that right?
Program starts at 8, yep.
And you can check it out online, RSVP ahead of time, before November 10th, hopeinternational.org/PA breakfast. Justin, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
So wonderful to catch up with you. Back to the music.